Well, I am beyond upset because episode 165, me and Ever recorded the first half of the show. The audio was horrible. Luckily, the other half of the episode turned out okay. Ever's audio came back. Mine was pretty on the low end. I was able to somewhat fix it. It turned out okay. So please just try your best to enjoy this episode. And I do apologize for the bad audio. So please hit that like and subscribe. If you're listening to us on Spotify, hit that 5-star and a follow. And then for this episode, me and my co-host Ever, we are going to give you our somewhat predictions for Elimination Chambers of what we think to what we expect that we think is going to happen. Also give you our top favorite matches that took place at the Elimination Chamber. Well, let's talk wrestling. Oh, well, we'll see where the future holds. Mm-hmm. Elimination Chamber. Ever, you mentioned saying like how you would book your the Rhea Ripley match.
Yeah.
How would you go over that match? How would you put who over? Like, how would you eliminate people? Who would come in as entry? Who would start off the matches, basically? Like, how would fantasy booking? Let's do that. Fantasy booking. How would you book that match that you just said? If you remember those people's names that you mentioned.
I would, let's see. That's tough because you're like, how would you, it's technically like, it's what, like eight, it's a lot of people. Mm. So the first people that come out, I have Rhea Ripley be in there.
Rhea Ripley first.
And then
she's going to be real. So I'll write this down for you. Mm. Rhea Ripley, she's going to be in the end. She's going to start off the match then.
Yeah.
Okay. Rhea Ripley. Who else? Who's going to be in the ring with her?
I'm going to say I want to start it strong. I think because I rewatched a lot of the chamber matches. Mm-hmm. And it looks like a lot of them started off really strong. Like, I think for 2019, it was Samoa Joe and Daniel Bryan. So that was like a strong start. So that's what I would go in that direction. So my strongest start for that match would be Becky and Rhea.
Ooh, damn, okay.
So it starts off like at least, you know, decent, because you could start off slow between both of them, but it'll be picking up after a while.
Right.
And this is where like, then after that, like they don't eliminate each other. They just keep going to the clock.
Okay.
The clock rings. I'm thinking it'll be like someone like a surprise,
be a surprise.
No, like it'll be like not a surprise, but like someone that like needs to prove himself. So I'll say Liv Morgan goes in there.
Ooh, okay.
So Liv Morgan, you know, like because obviously they could do some spots and stuff. I think Liv is able to do more crazy spots. Mm-hmm. So because the match is just beginning.
And she'd be she like what you just said, like. I know I it took me to get what you know, the direction you were heading towards, but like the number three spot, because you got Rhea Ripley, the women's champion, you got Becky, and then you add Liv Morgan. That's a good, even though Liv Morgan, comparing to those two ladies in the ring, she's an underdog. So her being in that third position to get her shine in is a good spot. So I like that. I like that. You're getting better in your fantasy booking, Ever.
And then that's where I throw in the other ladies, like the newer ladies. I throw in like Ivy Nile.
Ooh, okay, Ivy.
Because like the fourth spot's a sweet spot because you're not like in the beginning, you're not mm-hmm. the end. So you're in the sweet spot where that's where like the 3, 4, and 5 is where people prove themselves the most. So those people that are like haven't won championships, they haven't, or they won a championship like Liv, or they're, you know, the first time they've been in the chamber. So fourth would be Ivy Nile. Fifth mm-hmm. would be Chelsea Green.
Ooh, Chelsea Green.
And then the last would be Natalya because she's a veteran, right?
Right.
So
and that's so, usually how it goes. The veteran gets the last spot or the champion if he's the heel.
Yeah. So this is where I usually have trouble with stuff because there's so many people in the match now. So the first elimination has to be someone that's like a shocker for me. Mm-hmm. So the first elimination I say would probably be Liv Morgan, unfortunately. Ooh. Because she'd probably be the one that people want to see the most. So it'd be the most shocking that she loses. Hmm. Right?
No, it's your fantasy booking. I'll
Oh, then
live.
Nia Jax. I forgot Nia Jax was in this. Oh yeah, Nia Jackson was out last. Never, I missed her. Nia Jackson was out last in that match.
Ooh, Nia Jax.
But
Oh, so
she
we're gonna have
squashes
seven.
everybody. She squashes everybody. Yeah, that's seven. Wait, usually it's six or seven.
Well, you could do
Seven.
seven. I mean,
I'll do
they
seven.
done seven before.
Yeah,
You could have all three women in the ring. You could have Rhea Ripley, Becky, and Liv Morgan in the ring, starting off the match, and then Ivy would technically would be still four, five, Chelsea Green, Natalya, and then Nia Jax. Yeah. I mean, they done seventh before.
So since everybody else has fought each other already, Nia Jax comes in, destroys Liv Morgan, that knocks her out. She goes
Okay.
in, destroys Ivy Nile, unfortunately.
Ooh, so back-to-back eliminations from Nia Jax. All right.
And then it slows down a little bit, and there's all the spots that they do, like the pod stuff, like how Daniel Bryan and Kofi did it with the pod. Like they were on top fighting each
Oh,
other.
okay. Yeah, I
So there was like
remember.
multiple, there's like two spots where like two sets of people or three sets of people are fighting on the pods and they like all fall down or they get thrown off into the ring. So it's like
Ooh.
this, like, you gotta let it cool off, like let people like, okay, let them fight, cooled off. You go back in,
The slowdown.
slow down. Next thing you know, bam, Becky knocks out Chelsea with like her disarmer. Oh, what's the other move? The man slam.
The manhandle slam.
So it goes down to four. It goes to Rhea, Nia, Becky, and Natalya. There's a crazy spot where all the women grab Nia. They throw her into the glass. She gets
Damn.
knocked out. She's out. And then,
So Nia Jax is eliminated.
well, she's eliminated. Not eliminated. She's like out cold. Like
Oh,
they don't
okay.
pin
She's
her.
just
Like she's
okay.
out.
She
Like they
just
she broke.
okay.
Yeah, she broke.
She's
They broke
knocked
the
down.
glass. Next thing you know. They go back and forth, Rhea, Becky, and Natalya. Rhea does the riptide to Becky, but she kicks out, and then Natalya goes in and kicks Becky and knocks out Becky. So it's shocking because Natalya actually survives this, right? And then Nia's still out, but then Rhea does the finishes off Natalya with like a weird spot where like she slams into the on the outside, riptide, but throws her in like riptide towards the ring. So she
Oh, snap, damn.
like she hits
Damn,
her, like she grabs her in the air, but
right,
then she
no.
hits her against
She
the cage and she like does the riptide,
tosses
but she
the
throws him.
riptide through. Yeah, so she's outside the ring, hits her on the steel chain riptide into the ring. Okay.
Then
Damn,
one, two, three.
poor Natalia.
Yeah, I know. But then it's Rhea, and then but then Nia Jax, she miraculously shows up. She's all of a sudden standing up now. She go, they go back and forth. They do their spots, but they go towards the other pods on the outside. This is where I get lost on the outside. But they go to the pod on top, and somehow Rhea picks up Nia Jax off the top rope and does a riptide. Like somehow, I don't know
Jesus.
how. I don't know. I'm just,
I don't think that's possible, but
or like a
anything. I
something
would say a
crazy where
suplex.
like
Let's
a
go. This
suplex,
suplex off the
or
top
she does like
rope.
this like power bomb thing, like oh not a power bomb,
Gee,
but
that's
like you know the,
strong.
no like Nia's tried to do that slam thing. You know what's that like the,
Oh, so yeah,
but Rhea does like the
Yokozuna
power bomb,
finisher. Right.
and then she there's no like disqualification, so she uses the rope and pins her one two three. So it's like
Oh.
I don't know, it's kind
So
of like a
Rhea
lot.
Ripley retains.
Yeah, but that's where it's like, okay, that's you deserve the title after that.
Okay.
That's where you deserve the title. 'Cause she actually fought somebody and actually went through a whole six people, but yeah, that's how I would book it.
That's actually finally. I just wanted like, oh, this person's gonna be eliminated, and then this person. You gave me a whole book,
I know, 'cause
but
I think
I
I actually watched a
appreciate
couple
that.
matches. That's what
I
I was like.
appreciate that you finally give me a good, decent
I know.
fantasy bookie, man. It's
Nice.
about time. But for me, I got my own fantasy booking. I kind of thought about it in the spot because I was like, ooh, I kind of want to talk about fantasy booking now. But on the spot, I believe last time you did the IC title. And I believe, I don't remember which one I did. I don't, did I do it for Women's or World?
I think it was women's, but Well, he's your
Hold
favorite champion, right? Logan
on.
Paul. So let's just do US.
Logan
I mean, he's a
Paul.
fair wrestler. Yeah,
Hold on, hold on.
you have his autograph
Yo,
in the back
hey.
somewhere.
Yo, yo, yo. Pause. Hold on. No. Take that freaking back. That Logan Paul
You
is
follow him on
not.
TikTok and you like
That's a
old
damn, you know, that's a damn lie.
videos.
The only person I follow is Drake. That's the only male I follow, okay?
Well,
I started following him before the pick, not after the pick.
oh well.
Anyways, I don't like, I have respect for Logan Paul as the WWE superstar. That's all I gotta say. But anyways, I'm gonna give you my fantasy booking for Logan Paul as US champion. Let's see. Who's in? I don't even know who's on SmackDown. Let's see. I got Logan Paul, Kevin Owens, LA Knight, Austin Theory. I'll throw in Grayson Waller and Dragon Lee.
Okay.
So let's see. Logan Paul. No. I'm gonna start off with. Ooh, who am I gonna start off? Damn, Dragon Lee is the only. Ooh, you know what? Screw it. Logan Paul and Dragon Lee starting off the match. Kevin Owens comes in third. Kevin Owens knocks out Logan Paul, something similar to with like Nia Jax, but Logan Paul throws him through the steel pot or the glass pot and just like lock knocks him out. And but by the time Logan, Kevin Owens, Kevin Owens is trying to go after him, but Dragon Lee distracts him, and then now he's fighting Dragon Lee, power bomb, boom, and then by the time he goes back on Logan Paul because he wants to eliminate him because Logan Paul is out, he's done, he should be eliminated, but Dragon Lee stopped him, and by the time Logan Kevin Owens finally is able to like pull him in the ring or just to cover him, he could because you could cover people outside. And so just to acknowledge that, here comes Austin Theory. Austin Theory is now fighting Kevin Owens, blah blah blah. And then Grayson Waller gets in, and then LA Knight gets in. So now everybody, something similar to you, once LA Knight is in, that's when people start getting eliminated. The first person I will get eliminated is Logan Paul is gonna eliminate Dragon Lee.
What? Wow.
Yes. Because that's gonna help him elevate a little bit. Because I'm trying to, if Logan Paul is serious about being a full-timer, at least not a title match, but at least that builds up into something. Because imagine that. Logan Paul and Dragon Lee and based on their fan base, that's a, if they build it right, we can get a JBL and Eddie Guerrero kind of storyline.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? If they do it right. Obviously, this modern version of it. So then I will have LA Knight try to eliminate Logan Paul, but Grayson Waller, and Austin Theory help him out and ensure this, doesn't happen. Now you got three men, Logan Paul, Austin Theory, and Grayson Waller going after Kevin Owens and LA Knight to a point where Austin Theory went for a finisher on Kevin Owens. Logan Paul tosses Austin Theory over the top rope, covers Logan Paul. I mean, Logan Paul covers Kevin Owens. One, two, three. Austin Theory is just like, Logan Paul doesn't care. Yes, I beat Kevin Owens. I got another win over Kevin Owens. Austin Theory is, yo, my man, what the hell was that?
And Waller too. He's like,
Wall, no,
wait.
no. Waller is gonna be, and Logan, he's gonna be the middle guy. Whoa, no. Stop. What are you guys doing? We gotta, worry about that. Who cares? Hey. Well, you should not have done that, but hey, who cares? He's done. He won. Yeah, he took the win, but why does it matter? What does it matter? And then Austin Theory is like, all right, you're right. He pushes Grayson Waller onto Logan Paul, rolls him over. Schoolboy, one, two, three. Austin Theory eliminates Grayson Waller, and whoa, what are you doing? Hey, why does it matter? Basically saying, why does it matter, right? Just saying, like, I'm just doing what you do, you know? So it was okay for him to still win, but hey, shouldn't be a big deal, right? Appreciate the win, you know? Thanks for, now you're out. So LA Knight kind of does the same thing what Austin Theory just did, pushes Logan Paul into Theory. But this time, Theory tries to go after LA Knight, so LA Knight couldn't go for the cover, but hits him with the Bloodsport Drama, hits the Bloodsport Drama onto Austin Theory, covers him, 1-2-3, Logan Paul, lucky punch, 1-2-3, Logan Paul retains, and build up the feud between Logan Paul and LA Knight going forward, and also having a small change for Austin Theory to push him to be get a top baby face instead of a heel.
Wow.
I figured, I think, me personally, I think Austin Theory is wasting his time being a heel.
Yeah.
I personally think they're wasting there. He should be a face.
But what
He
would make him a face? Because he's like this cocky guy. He's
he's not
young.
cocky. He's not cocky though.
No, he's just cocky. What?
He can't. He I think he's too nice of a person to be cocky. You know, he's too much living his dreams to be cocky.
Do you
You know.
think he doesn't make a good heel then? Or he makes a good enough heel where like you don't like him? Because he gets booed when he goes out, so it's like he's doing
But
something right.
compared to Dominic Mysterio, it's just like you gotta pick it up a notch. Even Grayson Waller's getting louder boos than Austin Theory. So it's like you're wasting your time. You gotta turn face. And he and do and then correct me if I'm wrong, doesn't he have the look to be a top baby face?
I guess well, they were pushing it for a minute and then it just
Yeah.
stopped.
Well, yeah, because they keep saying, oh, he's the next John Cena. Stop saying that.
Yeah.
Stop saying that he's the next. He's not the next John Cena. He is the next top WWE superstar. He's not. No, he's not the next John Cena. He's not going. I mean, never say never for him, but I don't think he's gonna be the next John Cena. I think he's just gonna be the next top WWE superstar. You know, that like basically like the Bret Hart. Or the Shawn Michaels, the Seth Rollins, or even the Triple H. I don't think he's gonna be the next John Cena, the next Hogan, the next Rock, you know.
Everybody could be the next John Cena Hogan, right? It's like somebody's got to be like the Batista or the
It's up to
Warrior.
the company to decide that for you anyways. It wasn't like Hulk Hogan say, hey, I'm here for the position. No, Vince just looked at him and say, hey, you're doing something right, kid. I got something for you if you want to, if you listen. And Hogan said, sure, brother. And that was it, you know. It wasn't like Hogan went up to Vince, say, you need a Hulk Hogan here. And I want to be that guy. It was just like it just happened.
Yeah, because I feel like, because that Hogan thing, like having like this one guy, it was more of a McMahon thing, like Hogan, Cena, Reigns. I wonder if that's gonna change. Like you said, we said earlier in the episode, you said the administration's gonna change,
Right.
maybe in the future. So I wonder if they're even gonna do that. Like they have to have this one guy always be champion, or have like 10 title reigns, back to
During
back
the
to back to back.
attitude, they had Steve Austin, they had The Rock, Mankind, DX, Undertaker, Bret
Kane.
Hart was still in the picture, you know, Kane, even the mid-cards, Val Venus, The Brood. The Hardy Boys, D'Lo Brown, Mark Henry, Jeff Jarrett. Obviously, you know, and then we go down further. Diesel, Razor Ramon, Doink the Clown, Brett, you know what I mean? Yokozuna, Lex Luger, Randy Savage. Now it's Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes, Bianca Belair. It's the same people every year. Every year it's the same people, and in the past it's always been familiar faces because you still need the attraction of the top guys. But then there used to be a group of people behind them. You know, so things have changed a lot in professional wrestling, and especially in WWE. Normally, in professional wrestling, we'll have maybe one or two big news a year. So much has happened in 30 days. And things are
Well,
just going to continue going from there.
it's social media. I mean, how fast was the television back then or the radio? It wasn't like instantaneous. Now you could be like in 10 seconds or whatever, 30 seconds, you could type out something
I mean,
and
that's
it's
true.
out, you know?
Yeah, back
Back in the
then,
80s, it's
yeah.
like you had to like, let me call the news. Let me call the news station. Let
You
me call the
had to
radio
listen to the
station.
news.
Yeah, you had to like call them to like, oh, we don't want to run that. Like, what else are you gonna do? You can't post it on social media because there's no such thing. You
Right.
had to like ask, tell people word of mouth, you know? But now it's like right on your fingertips, you
Yes,
know?
you hear something today, and then by the time I hear it, it could be like a month from ago. Like a month has passed already. And be like, hey, have you heard of this? No, what? What? When did that happen? It happened last month. What? No, I didn't knew. Something could happen right now. Right now, and it already be in the
Out.
internet. It's
Get the
just
results of the show. We're like, oh man, I didn't need to know this. I just
spoilers.
yeah.
Everything is ruined. Everything has ruined. And it's just like, why? Why are you guys ruining wrestling? Why do you need to know the spoilers? Everybody's upset. They want, oh, you guys better fix this. The Rock and Cody. And it's just like, just
Well,
enjoy
we should,
it.
yeah, just we gotta take it one show at a time, 1 week at a time, see what happens. We still got like 2 months. Well, from today's recording, it's been like two, it's gonna be 2 months.
Right.
So I'm just gonna keep watching it. You know, I'm gonna see what's going on, and then from there, see what happens.
Yeah. And it's something that we've been wanting, and people need to understand, the fans need to understand. You can't just tell WWE and say, hey, we won The Rock versus Roman this year's WrestleMania. It's like, no. I mean, we could do that, but not this year's WrestleMania. We could do that maybe next year, maybe 2 years from now, but it's gonna happen. We're planning on it. We're trying, but it's about timing. The timing is unfortunately now, and there is reason people are forgetting about what's going on behind WWE scenes, and they're not acknowledging that part. They're just skipping over it and be like, "Oh my gosh, The Rock is in the main event." Do you guys forget why? CM Punk is hurt. Seth Rollins is hurt. There's a lot of issues going on behind WWE where they're trying to distract us. So just enjoy the ride or don't. You don't have to watch it no more. It's that simple. What people are complaining about, it's like complaining about
The
Friends,
NFL or
The
something.
Office, NFL, The Family Guy every week. Oh, I can't believe they did this week on episode on the show this week. Okay, so stop watching it. That's why I stopped watching Grey's Anatomy. I didn't like the direction it was going. So guess what I did? I stopped watching it. It's not that hard. It's not that hard. WWE's doing something that I'm not enjoying. Guess what? I'm gonna go fully pay attention to TNA.
That's a,
Maybe I'll pay attention to AEW.
yeah.
There's
That's a
been
lot of people are
times.
like, they say like, oh, WWF. I'm like, they stopped watching. It was WWF. Like, oh, it's not WWF anymore. These, you know, those people are like, WWF. Like, oh, so you stop watching like 1990, 2000, probably 2001. You're
So
like,
it
yeah,
is
because nah,
possible.
you know,
You yeah, because they didn't like the direction it was going. Some people stopped watching. People went, there was people that used to watch WCW, stopped watching wrestling until AEW came back.
Wow.
And they started watching wrestling again.
What do you call
So,
that? Well, whatever. What do you call that?
but because they're just WCW fans. That's why. You know what I mean? They weren't WWE fans. They love WCW. So when WCW ended, they stopped watching wrestling, unfortunately. And then once they found out AEW came back, they started watching wrestling. Or not came back, but you know, AEW was the next WCW. They started watching it. So it's just like, if you don't like with the direction the WWE is going, don't watch it. You know? I hope that's not ever the case with us.
Yeah, no.
But you know, it's a possibility. But so far, I mean, I never liked the 2010 era, the PG era, but
We stuck around.
I still stuck around. Not as much, it was, you know, not as much, but I still stuck around. So, anyways, ever WWE Elimination Chamber. Who? What are your favorite matches? I don't know why I said who. What are your favorite matches?
Well, because I had to rewatch a lot of it because I'm not the best with it, but I really enjoyed the two, last year's the chamber match with what's his name? Gargano, Bronson Reed, Theory, Rollins, Priest, and Montez Ford.
Oh, the Elimination Chamber match. Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
the chamber match. Yeah, I mean I thought the crowd was good. Like I said, the first matchup was very good. It was like
Right.
Rollins and Gargano, so that was very like indie style. Then that they started doing their moves. The double Samoan drop was sick. I wrote down notes for this.
Dang, you remember you try to take notes this time.
That Poison Rana to Reed from by
Oh, okay.
Gargano, that was sick. And then like and Ford was, I think at that point they were making Ford like the next guy, but for some reason since then they like derailed it. But
No,
I
no, no,
thought he
no.
had the
That was that, for that part, that wasn't like a rocket for him. It was
no.
more like a test
A
run.
proving, yeah, like a proving point,
Test.
like what people care that you're in the people care. And then he did the thing from the chamber
Yes.
and he fell, and then he got curb
You
stomped and everybody's like, oh
said
no.
it perfectly clear right there. You are in this match to see if people care.
Yeah.
I like that. I like
But
that.
the way it ended with Logan Paul, he like curb stomped Seth. I was like, son of a. Well,
I
I liked that
remember
match.
that.
Overall, it was a good match. Another match I could say was 2019 Chamber match. I think I mentioned it before how Samoa Joe and Daniel Bryan started it.
See, hold on.
And
I
then.
like that. Hold on. Let me, before, because I have similar. Mine, let me give you my number five. So, oh, snap. My notes. Because I was going to say, my number five is the Elimination Chamber match, which is your number four. So, it's the Daniel Bryan one, right? With
Well, I
the
don't have them in
green.
order. I just kind of like all of
Oh,
them.
okay. You, oh,
Yeah,
okay.
I have no rankings. It's just like I
Oh,
like
okay.
all of them. These are the
Well,
ones that I like.
then let's talk about that one then. Well, that's my number five, which is the Elimination Chamber. And my number four. Well, no, sorry, that's not my number. Oh, yeah, no, my number four is the one that took place the same year as the first one you mentioned with Austin Theory, is the Edge and Beth Phoenix versus Judgment Day, Rhea Ripley. And Finn Balor. So technically that's my number four. My number five is the one that we'll talk about right now. Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles, Randy Orton, Samoa Joe, Jeff Hardy, and Kofi Kingston. Mustafa Ali was supposed to be in this match, and this was the would people care if you're in this match. So everything that Kofi Kingston did from the moment from the Gothic match till the Elimination Chamber was supposed to be all Ali.
You
And
remember why he wasn't in it? Because he wasn't over, or he's like.
he no, he hurt, yeah, he hurt his eye during a house
Oh.
show with Randy Orton. And then when he came back, he was added to the match with Daniel Bryan, Kevin Owens at Fastlane for Mustafa Ali, and nobody cared that he was in that match. And that's
Exactly.
where it just like dropped from him from that point on.
Now you expect them to be like this star. I'm like,
Yeah.
oh yeah, it
But
worked.
back to the
Anyways.
Elimination Chamber match, that's where Kofi Mania started. And it was like, one, finally, the WWE Championship was in the main event. And two, like the people that were in this match deserved to be in this match.
Yeah.
And the buildup
Mean,
for the match was great, but thanks to Samoa and Joe.
yeah, especially like I said when I started, it was Samoa Joe and Daniel Bryan. It was like Daniel Bryan run playing games and stuff. So he was like, I'm just gonna play with these people. He's doing little
Talk to him
kicks here and
around.
there. Yeah. And then finally Kingston came in. Kingston had like this energy. He did a frog splash. I think no, he did a frog splash on his back or something. And then there was like this back and forth, and eventually like everybody started coming in, like AJ Styles started coming in. He came in hot. He was doing everything. Hardy came in after that. Swanton to AJ on his back.
Oh yeah,
The turnbuckle.
the no, it was not, AJ was on the turnbuckle
Yeah,
on
and
his
then
stomach.
yeah.
Jeff Hardy was on the pot and then did a swanton. For I don't know how he made that work, but
Yeah.
kudos
He that's
to
all like
him.
you have to like literally curve. But then Daniel Bryan, bam, takes out
Yeah,
Hardy, right?
with
Or
the running knee
yeah, I was like,
eliminates him.
ah. Ha.
And then I think Randy Orton eliminated AJ Styles with the RKO.
Yeah,
And that
and that's
started the feud between them two. Remember, that's what I love about the Chamber. So where it's like that's where mini feuds start in the Elimination Chamber leading up to WrestleMania.
And Kofi does that Trouble in Paradise, but it doesn't end the match. It was like, oh,
What do
dude,
you
it
mean
was
doesn't end the match? I
like
thought
the
he
Trouble in Paradise
eliminated.
by Kofi. No,
Oh,
when it was like
are you talking
once
about
it's
Daniel Bryan or Randy? Because he eliminates Randy with the Trouble of Paradise, no?
yeah that no yeah, but then later and I mean
Oh, okay.
towards the, like after that it was Daniel Bryan and Kofi. He does a Trouble in Paradise. You're thinking it's over. The crowd is going insane. We're like, oh wow, the crowd's actually into this match. That's where
Oh,
he's like,
yeah.
okay, people care about this guy. Okay,
Yeah.
is it gonna be worth it? You know? So then, Daniel Bryan, like, he does, what does he do? He does something where he knocks out Kofi and then he finishes him off with that running knee. What did he do?
No. Kofi did a diving, a splash off the top of the pod, and
Oh
Daniel
yeah.
Bryan moved out of the way, and then obviously hits the ring mat, bam, gets up, and then Daniel Bryan hits him with the running knee and cover him 1 2 3, and the new Daniel Bryan retains.
Yeah, that's
So
pretty good.
it
I
was.
like that one.
It's still my it's like it's still a great match to go back and
Yeah.
look, it's like to enjoy.
Yeah, that's what I did. I was looking at these matches like, oh man, okay.
Well, my other I another one I got is, God damn, where's my note?
I'll give you another one while you look for it.
Yeah, go
2015, Cena versus Owens.
ahead. That's my third one.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin, yeah, because it was a match, because here's the thing. I've been a fan of Kevin Owens, Kevin Steen, since 08. To see him wrestle, watching, Kevin Owens on YouTube and DVDs, to finally see him in a WWE pay-per-view. Obviously, at that time, it was on Peacock. Oh, no, it was WWE Network.
Yeah, the network, yeah.
To see Kevin Owens to face John Cena, it was just a weird dream match. And then it made it more weird because Kevin Steen is Kevin Owens. Cena is the United States champion. Kevin Owens is the NXT champion. They're wrestling in the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. They just brought it back. It was just like, what is going on? It was one of those weird dream matches where it's just like a lot is going on right now. But I'm all in for it, and the buildup of the story I enjoyed because Kevin in Cena's eyes, he's like, oh, you're just a rookie, and Kevin Owens is like, no, I just got my big break.
Yeah.
Let's make this clear. I just got my big break now. I've been wrestling for way over like 12 years at this point, so I'm an OG. I'm a veteran in these, in this ring. But in front of these cameras, yeah, I'm a rookie. And Kevin Owens took Cena to his limit, and they had a classic match. I feel like it's one of these matches that people like. It's crazy that people don't talk about.
Yeah,
Was
it's kind of
it
like the
what's
catalyst
it?
of the NXT being like the best show on, it's like the champion is the best champion on there. But yeah, the way he finished that, there was that moonsaw he did, I think it's the moonsaw,
Oh,
and
when
then the
he's like.
attitude adjustment, he kicked out of it or
Oh, is
something.
it when he's like facing Cena and then
Yeah, and
he
he does a
turns
flip.
around and
Yeah.
does that the moonsault? Yeah,
That was
that was
sick.
dope.
Then the he does the Swanton bomb, but he misses it, but then does a pop up and boom, finishes it. I was surprised. I was like, I know I've seen this match, but I don't know how it ended. But for me, like for a little bit, it looked like it was, the crowd was not into it as much. So that's kind of like, because I was like, oh, it's just Raw. And then I'm like, wait, I forgot. I'm watching the Chamber match. I'm watching the Chamber pay per view. No, for real though. Like if you look at the crowd, it was kind of like, man, they don't know what they're witnessing right
Because
now.
they thought one they weren't expecting that match to turn out the way it did.
Yeah.
They thought that Cena's gonna bury him, and they were impressed with the moves that Cena was taking. And it was just like, and Cena was doing moves that people haven't seen him do in a while or never have done.
With that drop kick and
The
stuff,
drop
and then
kick, the cold red, the stunner. So,
the backpack stunner or something.
yeah. No, the springboard stunner.
Stunner, yeah.
And then Kevin, and then there you go, Kevin Owens hitting him with the pop-up power bomb and getting the W. And that was a sick power bomb. He landed all in his lower back. God damn, right in the tailbone.
Yeah.
I'm like, no way he ain't getting up after that. And everybody was shocked. But I think people were more, I think because the fact that Kevin Owens won, that it was it overshines how great the match was. But yes, people weren't really too into it. They were more into the spots, just because they were like, oh, here comes another squash match.
Yeah.
But the fact that it turned out the way it made me appreciate the match a lot. So I enjoy, you know, I enjoy, I feel like I enjoyed the ending more than I did with the whole entire match.
Yeah.
But I got another one. My number two is Batista versus John Cena at the Elimination Chamber in 2010. Let me tell you how this started. John Cena opened up Elimination Chamber 2010, where he faced Triple H, Sheamus, Ted DiBiase, Randy Orton, and Kofi Kingston Elimination Chamber match. John Cena won the WWE Champion by defeating Triple H in as the final two by making him tap out to the STF. And Vince McMahon came out and said, "Congratulations, John Cena, you're going to WrestleMania if you defeat this man." And who was this man? The Animal Batista. And the fact we're like, oh my God, we're getting we're getting a bonus match. And on top of a bonus match is a WWE championship. It's John Cena and it's Batista. Oh my. Batista gets in. John Cena smacks Batista. Spear, power bomb. One, two, three. Batista is now your new WWE championship. He defeated John Cena in 33 seconds. This man does not get the credit this guy deserves. He defeated John Cena in 33 seconds. The second man to do that. Edge was a cash in, but it took two moves, spears, powerbomb, no kick out.
Wow.
He squashed John Cena and won the WWE Championship. Why is nobody talking about this? Everybody wants to talk about Brock Lesnar squashing John Cena. Nobody remembers Batista
Yeah.
of what he just did? Man, it should be my number one.
Yeah, right? Yeah, you're like, oh.
But whatever. What's your other one?
I would say I'm not, they're not in order. I'll say the Wyatt family versus Shield in 2014.
Oh, damn. Okay. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. It
Yeah.
sucked that that one was not at WrestleMania.
No, that's the thing, like I think they kind of gave away that match.
Did you rewatch that match?
Yeah, like they had like they trade blows in the beginning. It was not even like they just kind of started fighting.
Right.
And then Seth was like getting taking a beating mostly. And finally Reigns comes in and brings in like he takes everybody out. They just do their moves on each other, dive by Harper, then dive by Seth, and then Bray goes on the outside, they're fighting on the outside, and then Harper, I think Ro oh yeah Harper and Rowan take out Seth Rollins by throwing him to a table, and then that Roman is fighting off everybody. That's what they make him like, oh, and making him look strong because he's fighting all three members. But eventually, Bray does that Sister Abigail, boom, 1, 2, 3. Like
On
that's
who?
kind of he does it on Roman. Yeah.
Since you rewatched the match, did you think that match belonged at the Elimination Chamber? Do you
No.
think it needed that match? Or do you think it should have happened at WrestleMania?
I think it should have been WrestleMania. Because it's kind of like
Wow.
that thing where like both teams are
What
really
if it
over.
was the main event for Elimination Chamber? Is it worthy to be the Elimination Chamber main event? Or the fact that it was so good, it should have took place at WrestleMania.
I think WrestleMania still.
Oh,
That's what
wow.
people wanted, but the fact that they gave it to us like a couple months early, because it was like February.
Because people
Wait,
thought we
no,
were
it
going to
wasn't
get a
February.
rematch.
Yeah. But never happened, right?
No. It
Yeah,
was
so that's why
supposed
I
to
was like,
be,
ugh.
people thought it was supposed to be the best of, like, not the best of three series, but it was supposed to be like a best of three
Like a
series.
rubber match. Like a rubber match. Yeah,
Like,
but never
Bray,
happened, right?
it never happened. Well, I don't know if the six man ever match never happened, but obviously the match never happened at WrestleMania. So, yeah, but just that's a good one. I like that one. That's crazy. I totally forgot about that one, to be honest. Obviously, I don't even remember the ending, besides the fact that the Wyatt got the win. So my number one is Roman Reigns versus Sami Zayn, last year's Elimination Chamber.
In
God,
Toronto, right? Or Montreal?
Toronto, I don't,
Montreal. It was Montreal, Quebec.
Montreal. Yes, because Toronto is Edge, so he's Montreal.
Was because it was in Sammy's hometown. Yeah. So it was Montreal.
And
Quebec.
that match, I'm not gonna lie, the first 10 minutes didn't really care for it.
Yeah.
Because it was because you already knew it wasn't like this match. We're probably gonna get one or two, oh my gosh, within that 10 minutes. If but I, nothing was gonna be crazy, and that's what happened. There was nothing too crazy. I think there was one oh my gosh moment, but nothing too crazy until the first finish, the kick, the Julian kick. I still call it the Ole kick, even though that's not what he calls it. I feel like because when he was El Generico, I feel like that's what he should have called it, the Ole kick.
Ole.
That's what I called my kick because I got the kick from him.
Oh, nice.
Olay. Once he hit the first kick, that's where I really thought it was over for Roman. Because it was that close. And the reaction when he kicked out was priceless. And the reaction that Roman got when he finally hit that final spear on Sami Zayn to get the win, the fans were speechless. And then obviously Kevin Owens came out to help out Sami Zayn after the match. And then that's what led to them joining forces to go against the Usos for the Unified Tag Team titles to main event WrestleMania. Kevin Owens main event at Royal Rumble with Roman. Sami Zayn main event at Elimination Chamber with Roman Reigns. Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn both team up to main event WrestleMania Night 1 with the Usos, the Bloodline. Crazy how all that went down last year. So that was my number one. Ever, I know you
Nice.
did not have yours in order, which is fine. But what's your final top five?
I would say AJ Styles versus Aleister Black in 2000, what was it 2020? No DQ.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Damn,
Yeah, I think that
that's a
match for a
shocking
no
one.
DQ match was kind of slow in the beginning. I felt kind of like they were just doing stuff, but because the way I interpret it was kind of slow, but. They're both going after each other's legs because that's more their finisher. Like, Black Mass, and then AJ does like he has to go on a rope and forearm. But then now all of a sudden it's put in the kendo stick. They were using that mostly. It was like the most weapon driven match, but it was getting better and better with the kendo stick. Alistair was selling his leg, his knee.
Mm-hmm.
So in and of it, that's what I was saying. Like, and then it was quiet mostly for like the crowd too.
You picked the worst one to save last.
I know, but like that's why I tried to have him in order.
But
But then that there was
the
like that
last
knee
one that you
strike. Yeah. But then they started picking up when they had that knee strike from the top rope. And then he did that German suplex, that snap German, which was really nice. Like
gotta
boom.
remember the snap. Oh, okay, the snap German suplex. Yeah.
Like eventually Black Mal Alice I can't even say is it Malachi Alistair Black
Aleister
hits
Black.
Styles with the double knees on the table. Like, okay, there we go.
Oh, so now it's
So
starting to pick up for you. Okay.
yeah, I'm like, then I got mad that like the OC was going in there and like, you know, they started attacking him,
I love the
attacking
OC.
Alistair.
The good
Yeah,
brothers.
they did that magic killer, bam. Next thing you know, bing, the lights go out. Like, oh, what is this? I forgot about this. I forgot about this. Boom, Undertaker comes out, has the good brothers like in a chokehold. He looks,
Yo, the Undertaker comes out?
yeah, see, this is why it shifted
I
me. It shifted for
don't
me. I was like, oh, it's
hold on. Yo, I
decent.
don't remember the Undertaker coming out.
Yeah, it was decent. Next thing you know, bam, Undertaker comes out. I was like, holy moly. He comes out, choke slams AJ Styles, lights go out. He disappears. They see, you know, Aleister Black, bam, black mass over. One, two, three. I was like, oh my
Yo, I
God.
gotta watch this match again. I honestly don't remember the under. I watched that pay-per-view. I only remember the Aleister Black and AJ Styles. That's why I was shocked, because that's the only match. And Daniel Bryan and what's the other guy's name? David Gruesome or Daniel Bryan wrestled somebody.
Which guy? Well, you remember what you say is gruesome?
No, not Gruesome.
Oh, Gulak?
Gulak, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell was that, right? But yeah, this is why I changed it. For me, it was like, okay, it's decent. Next thing you know, just start picking up. And next thing you know, bam, Undertaker. I was like, okay, this is definitely a good match. That's what led
Yo,
to WrestleMania.
I gotta apologize to ever where I'm like, yo, you picked the worst one
And the
to
fact you don't
save for
remember
last.
Undertaker was in that
And then
match, you're like,
you
okay,
threw a
it's a
curveball.
sleeper one,
Yeah,
right? It's a
I was
sleeper
just
match. That's
like,
why.
I don't honestly, I'm not, I can't even like, dude, I can't even picture it. It's like
Exactly.
what you're saying to me right now, it sounds like you made it up.
So the lights go out. Next thing you know, you see him choking both like the good brothers, and he looks at AJ and he throws him or something. He like
I
tosses him
gotta watch
aside,
back.
choke slam, bam. He's on the floor. Lights go out. Undertaker's gone. Aleister Black, bang. Like,
Damn,
yep.
I really gotta watch back at that. I really don't have, I have no memory of that. Because like right
Yeah,
now,
that's
I
why.
feel like you're lying to me.
No, man.
That's because that's like, I can't picture it. I
Yeah, and he had
can't
that
picture it
all
at
black
all.
shirt. I think like Undertaker was all he had the shirt on. He had like the
Is
black like
was it, hold
mesh.
on, answer me one question. This is gonna be a weird question. Was AJ Styles wearing blue and red tights?
Like red, white, and blue. Yeah, and he had like
Okay.
the OC on one side,
Yes, so it was
and he
like
had like
the, but
the
it was blue with red and white,
yeah,
right?
like blue
Okay,
mostly,
see,
and then he had the red, and then like the white outline,
yeah,
like a
the
little
old,
white outline.
yeah,
Yeah, and
it,
he had the
okay,
gloves and everything, and
see,
he had his
that's,
hair.
yeah, I
And
remember
Aleister
those
Black had like
parts,
that, like gray. He had like that beige color with black, like shorts
yeah.
and stuff. Like one knee was like beige kind of thing, and the other knee was like black, like this
Wow,
knee pads. I don't
interesting,
know. Yeah, but yeah.
huh.
Now you're like, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
That's why it's a
All
slow burn. That was a
right.
slow burn, though. That was a slow burn of a match.
It sounds like a good number five. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good to be on your top five.
Well, that's why I didn't put him in
But
order. I was like, you never
the
know. Yeah,
Matt, if the way how you told the story, that was a nice curveball because I totally forgot about the Undertaker. But it's like, as match wise, I feel like that should be number five. Or because your other, I feel like your number one should be the Wyatt family.
and then
The
two
either,
for me,
yeah.
if I were to rank them now, yeah, I'll put the AJ one. And Alistair fifth, I'll put Cena,
And Kevin Owens.
Kevin fourth.
I
Third
agree with that. I agree with that.
would be the Kofi one.
I agree with that.
And then second would be the last year's
The
chamber. And then
chamber, I
first would
agree
be
with
the
that.
would
And
be
then
the and the first one would be the
the Wyatt family and
Wyatt family
Shield.
one. Yeah.
I agree with, okay. Yeah, no, I agree. I definitely agree with that. I wouldn't even be mad if you switched two and one. You know, I wouldn't even be mad at that.
Yeah.
Because that was a good, As a mid-card chamber match, that was actually really good.
Yeah. So I was kind of like, okay.
Yeah. So I wouldn't even be mad at the fact that you would have put that number one.
So
So
that's the thing. A lot of them are interchangeable. Like you could have moved them a little here. Yeah.
you can. And plus, even if you go back and rewatch him, you know, because the fact that you may know the fact, because like, there's a chance, let's just say you would have put the AJ Styles on your top three, right? It could have just been the fact that, oh my gosh, I forgot about The Undertaker. But when you go back and watch it, and the fact that you know The Undertaker was there, you may be like, ah, you know what? It's a good number five.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's what gives it a higher, would give it a higher score, but the way you ranked it is not bad. Any comments you gotta say? Any oh, before we go, Ever, do you final predictions for Elimination Chamber? What do you think is gonna happen? Anything that comes to mind, what do you think is going to happen? It could be as simple as you think Rhea Ripley is gonna retain. You think we're gonna, you know, Damian Priest is gonna cash in. Give me a prediction that you think is gonna happen at the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, I
For me.
think Rhea's gonna retain, but by a little thin thread. She'll be like, she like that's kind of like for me. I think that's gonna happen because like, oh, I was this close to beating you. Let's go to WrestleMania. Like, actually build up a real storyline, you know, with
Right.
not, you know, like from there. But if the chamber match happens, that'd be fire with for
Yeah.
the woman. That's what I'll be hoping for. If they announce it, hopefully by next week, because it's like a couple weeks from now, or a week from now, I don't know. But you know,
I
like,
think their recording is gonna be 2 weeks from now.
yeah.
So no, I like that. I feel for me is we're gonna get a final showdown. Standing in the ring is gonna be Becky and Rhea Ripley.
Okay.
You know, I think Becky is gonna win the chamber. I feel like the day of recording, there's no matches announced, but I think Becky's gonna be in the number one contender. She's gonna win. She's gonna face Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania. I think we're gonna get Nia Jax and Rhea Ripley, and I think Rhea Ripley's going to retain. I think it's gonna be the main event. It should be the main event.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Oh, and I think another prediction, I think Logan Paul is gonna be in an Elimination Chamber match. And obviously he's gonna retain. I feel like basically what I booked as my fantasy booking with Logan Paul, I feel like it's gonna be somewhat similar. I think it'd be pretty cool for Logan Paul to be in the Elimination Chamber match. I feel like for his podcast would be a cool thing for him to talk about, you know. And also it's gonna bring a lot of attention. I just wish Ricochet was a part of it.
Yeah, that'd be fire.
Yeah, I don't know if he's part of, I feel like, I think he's on Raw, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, because her Samantha is on Raw. So yeah, they're both on the same show.
Okay. Yeah, so I feel like if Ricochet was able to find his way in that match, I feel like that'd be pretty cool. I also think Gunther should defend the title. If he
But he can't
defends.
leave the country yet.
Oh, that's right. That's
Yeah,
right.
yeah. Probably 6 months, so probably by WrestleMania. No, WrestleMania is in the US, so probably by Backlash he might be available.
Ooh,
I think
interesting.
6 months was like November. So December, January, February, March, April, May. So maybe May, maybe so maybe Bastion Berlin, he might be in Germany. Who knows? He's Austrian, but whatever.
He should main event that pay-per-view.
Yeah. But he's
Premium live
Austrian.
event.
Technically Rush, technically Germans, but Austria,
If
yeah.
he's still IC champion, I feel like he should main event that show, though.
Yeah, because it's in Berlin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Intercontinental title.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, it's that time of the show, or that time of the show, right? Episode, whatever. Ever, this or that. But this is who has the most Elimination Chamber victories.
Oh, God.
Ready?
Yep.
John Cena or Drew McIntyre? Who has the most victories at the Elimination Chamber match?
Not the pay-per-view, just the
Not
match
the
itself.
pay-per-view, the chamber itself.
Okay, if it was okay, so it might be easier because I think he's been in more matches overall. So I say Cena.
You're right. Cena for three, Drew McIntyre for one. Up
Okay.
next, Bray Wyatt or Roman Reigns?
Has Roman won one?
Now you gotta tell me.
Did he? I know that. Okay, I say Bray Wyatt because I actually remember him winning one. I don't remember Roman winning one.
it was tie.
It was tied. Oh, okay.
Ties.
When
Bray
did Roman
Wyatt.
win?
Bray. Oh, I don't remember. 18?
Oh.
The one where there were seven and seven.
Oh.
That's the one
Yeah,
that
see,
Roman won.
I'm like,
It was the number one contender.
and then Bray won. He retained his title, right?
No, that's when he
No, he
won the
won it.
WWE title. Yes.
He pinned Cena the whole at hands. No.
Well, when he pinned Cena is when it was confirmed we're crowning a new champion, and then he ended up pinning AJ Styles to win the match.
Okay. So yeah, that's what I'm see. For me, that one is more memorable for the Bray Wyatt one.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. That's
Yeah.
one of my favorite like chamber matches. We got another one. I got another one for you. I got Bobby Lashley and Kurt Angle. That's a tricky one. The face that you just made. You're just. You were like, what the
I mean,
didn't know how to progress that.
I'll say Kurt Angle. Has he been in one? Kurt Angle. I say
Kurt
Kurt
Angle
Angle.
had. Well, yeah, Kurt Angle has been in it. Kurt Angle, fortunately, no. Kurt Angle has 0 wins. Bobby Lashley has one. How do
What
you
the
not remember?
ECW one?
Yes. How do you
Oh.
forget? I would assume you were gonna either, to be honest, I thought you were gonna either pick Bobby Lashley or you were gonna say tie because of the Bray Wyatt Roman. That's what I thought you
Okay.
were gonna answer. I didn't thought you were
I
gonna
didn't
pick
think
Kurt
about that.
Angle.
Oh,
Yeah.
well.
Kurt Angle, I'm gonna be honest, I don't know how many chambers he's been in, but the
Yeah,
one
at
I
least
recall.
one. At
Yeah,
least one.
once for sure. It was at 05, I believe.
Yeah, okay.
And the last one I got Seth freaking Rollins and Triple H.
I think for me it'd be easy because it's like I probably, he's probably, I think he has the record actually for most wins. I'll say Triple H.
And there you go, Triple H with four, and unfortunately for Seth freaking Rollins, zero.
Oof, my God.
Burr, boom, boom. You did pretty well. You got Cena right, Roman and Bray wrong, Kurt. Oh, you got tied. So,
Two for two.
yeah. Woo!
Yeah.
All right. Well, this part of the episode, appreciate everybody that made it this far. Hit that like and subscribe, like Ever said. If you're listening to us on Spotify, hit that 5 stars and a follow. GGG. Anything you want to add before we head out?
No, I mean, like, obviously, like, for the chamber, I might be asleep. So if you guys watch it, don't spoil it for me. That'd be awesome. Please. I'll probably wake up in the morning and watch it since it's Sunday morning, or Saturday morning, whatever, whatever time zone it is. But
my
I'm gonna
big
watch. Don't ruin it for
my
me, guys.
my biggest fear is that I'm gonna wake up early and I'm gonna be like, why did I set my alarm this early? And then go
Oh,
back to
my
sleep.
God.
And then go back to sleep.
Yeah, I'll be like, why did I wake up for this? I could just watch it afterwards and just
Why
rehash
do
it
I have
later.
to wake up early for
It's
it? It's not for
4 a.m.
me.
Like I go to sleep like at 1 a.m. Imagine me going to bed and waking up in an hour, like, hey, let's go watch it and then go back to sleep. Like that's gonna be a lot. But
Hey, we could do a party, man.
nah, I'm not, I gotta sleep, son.
It's Saturday morning, man. We'll
I
hit the
know.
clubs
I'm old,
before.
bro. I'm almost 40. Halfway to 40, man.
God,
Almost.
Daryl.
I know.
Ever.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. All right. Well, appreciate everybody who had tuned in for this episode. Ever, take us home.
All right, listeners, before we go, please hit that like, subscribe, hit that follow button, and the links are all in the bio. All right, this will be for this episode. I'm Ever, and this is Ian.
And we are out.
See ya.